What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. And today, this is one of those episodes that I know you need. So it's literally going to be titled Because You Need This. I am here for you. I'm listening to you. I appreciate the conversations that I get to have with some of you that are not afraid to reach out. And I'll tell you something, if you reach out to me, it's going to be through text or email, phone call. I don't give a fuck, but you don't have to meet me in person so that you will quickly learn I don't bite. So feel free to start a dialogue with me. I love these conversations, honestly. Like, I'm growing a lot just from people having questions. 'Cause I honestly, like, I wake up every day looking for that thing in me, that part of me that really needs to grow. I have some toxic energy in my life right now, just something that hit me a couple weeks ago. And it's kind of eating me alive. And I've realized, like, part of my toxic trait is if I see something or someone I don't like or respect how they live, it digs at me until I figure out why. Like, I tried to tell myself in this situation, like, maybe you're just experiencing jealousy because that's a natural thing. And part of that statement is true. Someone that I can see, you know, has a different living experience. There's a part of me that is jealous. But then there's a part of me that sees like I'm a whole different person and I wouldn't trade my beliefs, my core values. I wouldn't change the fact that Brandon Lynette has fucking worked her ass off since she was fucking 12 years old to be able to make her way in this world. Nobody has paid my way. Nobody has, you know, that's it. Like, I've done my shit. I've worked my ass off. And I've earned it. And I don't think that level of self-respect could ever be replaced. So I'm working through what it is that is really bothering me more, right? Not just the jealousy, because that's not what I would do. I would not be in the same situation and have the same experience. But having these conversations, meeting people, it just helps me discover me more. And that's what I hope these podcast conversations do for you, just helps you discover you on a deeper level. Some of them are going to be triggering, and those are the ones that you have to replay until you can get to the bottom of it. And then some of them are just going to be something that you've heard before that just kind of, you know, reinstates that experience you should be having, who just kind of it backs up what you already know. And then some of the shit's going to be new information. And I feel like, honestly, today's going to be kind of all of that in one because we are going to talk about how you could start believing in yourself. And part of supporting believing in yourself, once you find that space, once you are on that vibration of like choosing your human experience of creating your life, you've got to rewire the self-talk. So I help you navigate with some steps on your self-talk too. So let's get into it, bitches. I want to give you just kind of a foolproof formula for believing in yourself because, bitch, what does it take to succeed? You might think at this point in your life that it's money and powerful friends, but there's a more significant factor that is free and within your reach. Believing in yourself is going to be your most valuable resource. It has a powerful impact on not just your behavior, but your experiences. This is a whole mindset that's going to give you the motivation and it helps you reach your goals. Because the truth is, you deserve to be happy and fulfilled. You deserve that. This isn't something that is a question. I'm not asking you that. And I don't want you to ask yourself. This is a statement, a clear statement. You deserve to be happy and fulfilled. So I want you to try this and I want you to discover what it means to increase faith in yourself, okay? You want to build your confidence. We've talked about hobbies and finding, you know, your magic trait, like whatever that is. I really want you to build your confidence. When you're feeling unsure, you have to remind yourself that confidence is a skill you can develop. All of these are skills you can develop, and this is the kind of shit that people can't take from you. And that's a very important thing. Like, people cannot take away the life lessons you have discovered, the experience you have, the relationship with yourself. People can't fuck with that. Like, they can repo your car, they could take away your house, like a lot of shit. You can lose a lot of shit, but you cannot. Nobody can take what you have in your mind. Okay. You can gradually, with a lot of practice and a lot of commitment to the process in and of itself, you can gradually learn to accept and trust yourself more. So you've got to review your achievements because it's easy to forget how far we've come. I am still to this day, like, so grateful for a trip I just had back home because it was that perspective I needed to see how far I've really come. It's one thing to just sit on, sit in my office on my office chair, and I could remember just little vivid memories of like little Brandon and where she's come from. But to actually go to a hometown and kind of drive by things that trigger memories you didn't even know you had, it definitely gave me that perspective of I have a lot to celebrate. I have to give myself credit for the major accomplishments. I have to celebrate this incredible progress that I make every single day. And every single day that I'm showing up for myself, I'm growing just a little bit better. A little bit better. Barely moving the needle, bitches, but it's getting better. And that's all you have to do, right? You don't have to be an A student to graduate. People graduate with C's, even D's. It's possible. You just keep going. You getting a D, moving the needle a little closer, is a lot more than people that haven't even shown up to class. You understand? You've got to set goals. Keep adding to your track record by creating specific and compelling goals for not just the short term, but long term too. Making an effort is just as important as the end results. You've got to change your inner dialogue. How do you talk to yourself? Choose words that lift you up and inspire you to try harder. Have a conversation journal. I know you're like, bitch, you're going to have me write something else down. Yes, I am. I'm always going to have you writing shit down. But I want you to write down like how you talk to yourself. When you're kind of not feeling good, what are the things you're saying to yourself? Choose words that lift you up and inspire you to try harder. And then continue learning. Maybe you need additional resources and qualifications to pursue your passions. Take your courses online, read the books, talk with other people about their areas of expertise. Move in the direction that's going to help you grow who you want to be. You've got to think positive. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude. That's where it begins, just being thankful. You have to think positive because life is not always positive. And as long as your perspective can deal with that, you will always come out on the brighter side of any situation, always. Intentionally start your day with a smile. Intentionally go to the mirror and smile at yourself. I think it was Mel Robbins. I love her 5-4-3-2-1, but she also came out with a book that was like high five yourself in the morning in the mirror, I think is how it goes. And it is that practice of getting in front of the mirror and like smiling and being excited and high-fiving yourself. When's the last time you just high-fived yourself for doing the damn thing? Bitch, you got out of bed. You deserve a high five. This shit is important. And it's literally something you have to cultivate and practice. It's not try it for a day and then the whole world is going to, bow at your feet. It's try it for a day and then the next day do it again and keep doing it. And that's when you start to see the difference. When you go back to that point in your life where you're going to review your achievements, you're going to say, man, I just feel better lately. What is it? Oh, maybe because I've been smiling and high-fiving myself in the mirror every morning. Because all of a sudden, if I set that standard of love for myself throughout the day, then I'm not going to say mean shit. Like I'm cheering that bitch on. Cheer yourself on. And you've got to take care of yourself. Your daily choices reflect how much you value who the fuck you are. You have to adopt habits that protect your physical and mental well-being. Okay? Move your body. I am in the season of like last week, I missed some workouts and I'm struggling, but I'm still doing that shit even if it's on the floor. Like just doing the little things, you guys. That seems to be like a common thing in my life. And it's okay, but I'm still moving. I'm still getting 10,000 steps every single day. But physical activity right there reduces your stress. It increases your hormones that help you feel calm and happy. Try to get 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week. A week. I'm not asking you to go crazy. And choose food that makes you feel good. It's easier to have confidence when your energy levels are high and your blood sugar is stable. So eat those, nutritious whole foods, real raw food. Always. That should always be the choice. I guarantee if you start looking at what you're eating versus how you're feeling, what your mood is like, you're going to see a pattern 100%. And bitch, you have to get some sleep. Your body and mind need that 7 to 8 hours of sleep every single night. The thing that will help you is if you stick to a consistent bedtime, keep your room dark and quiet. Don't sleep with the TV on. Bitch, I'm telling you, you can Google it yourself. It's just not good for you. Keep it dark, keep it quiet. Manage your stress. What are your activities to deal with daily tensions? Google constructive coping strategies if you need to. In addition to working out, you could develop a daily self-care practice and be able to reach out for support. Believing in yourself has to be a realistic experience. Relying on other people sometimes, it can be a sign of wisdom and strength. I know the first time I started working with my coach, I'm like, I am a weak ass bitch. I need help. And every time I have to reach out to work with a new mentor, I'm like, ugh, I feel like I've been so far that I shouldn't have to need help to go so far. But that's the truth. Once I get into it, I'm like, wow, this was a very smart decision. Relying on other people, this is going to be a sign of wisdom and strength. Strong people ask for help. That's the truth. Advocate for yourself. Mutually supportive relationships are based on healthy boundaries. Ask for help when you need it. Communicate tactfully and directly and allow yourself to be vulnerable. Network actively. Build a strong system of personal and professional contacts. Find clubs in your area. Go places where you can meet other people who share your interests. Nurture your relationships by staying in touch and being willing to communicate on a deeper level where you share your thoughts and feelings. This is 100% an area for me that I'm growing in. I will tell you, I'm the first to tell you I don't have friends. I just don't. I don't even talk to family. Like I am just a hermit. I'm safe where I am. I'm cozy where I am. And I'm really working hard to be someone who is open on a deeper level where I can have feelings connected to my network. Something I think is very important, you guys, is to find a mentor. Work with someone closely, one-on-one. This is a great way to gain in the guidance that you need. You get feedback for not just your career, but every aspect of your life. Look for someone that you can relate to. And bitches, as a coach, I'm going to say be respectful of their time. Okay? Be respectful of their time. It is energetically draining to schedule something that people don't show up to. And I've been ghosted more than I would like to say. So please respect their time. You can start with someone you know or ask your contacts for introductions. You can always find someone who is on your vibe. And that's it. Energetically, that's how I've hired every coach. I'm not even necessarily sure what most of them really specialized in. I just knew I loved their energy and I wanted to share that vibration. That was important. I want you to be generous. Giving to other people, this can increase your regard for yourself in a lot of ways. In addition to making yourself more popular, you'll see proof that you have strengths and can make a positive impact on the world and your community. Believe in yourself and your abilities. You've got to love who you are at this moment to create the life you want. And the best fucking critical mindset shift you could ever make in your life is to rid yourself of that nasty negative self-talk. I get that everyone seems to understand the importance of this, okay? Everyone's like, oh my God, I know I need to make that shift. I know how important that shift is. But the truth is most people still struggle with it. Yours truly. Negative, destructive self-talk disrupts your productivity. It's going to fucking ruin your life goals. You have countless negative conversations happening inside your head throughout your day, all day. These negative statements are going to leave you feeling frustrated, angry, defeated, and depressed. And it's normal to want to solve all of your problems, okay? 100% normal. We all want the solutions, but the fucking negative self-criticism, it doesn't help. If you catch yourself engaging in this type of negative self-talk, you can learn to switch gears and redirect your thoughts to more positive ones. 100%. Personally, the mushrooms have done so much for me. But I'm going to share some other things for you. If you have not tuned into a Microdose Monday podcast, I recommend that you do. Run, don't walk, and you can message me with any further questions. But you can do this without shrooms, 100%. Absolutely, you can do this. You want to switch gears. The process takes practice, but you'll notice a positive difference in your thoughts if you try a little each day. Bitch, we're just trying to move the needle, okay? I'm not asking you to be an A student. I'm asking you to try. Stop telling yourself it has to be perfect, because the truth is we take progress over perfection. Any little thing over something being perfect is the way to go. So what can you do starting today to help halt the negative self-talk? Number one, take the deep breath. Okay. People resort to beating themselves up because they feel overwhelmed, have too much to do, or don't know how to change their thoughts. If this is you, take a deep breath. Okay. And what I want you to do is I want you to stop fucking mouth breathing. Okay. If you're a mouth breather, get your fucking shit together. Get your shit together. But you need to be breathing through your nose. So it is an inhale through your nose and it's an exhale out of your mouth. And maybe you need to take more. But I guarantee you, even if you do the dragon breathing like I do with my kids, that's the really fast in the nose, out the mouth. It's going to help you momentarily slow down your thought process and realize that you're not in a position to change everything. Instead of thinking about how you can change your circumstances, try to focus on the things you can control at this moment and then ask yourself, how can I work on my perspective? You cannot control the shit that is going on around you. You cannot control it, but you can 100% control your perspective. Always breathe, bitch, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Acknowledge your thoughts, okay? They are there. I'm not telling you to ignore them. I'm not telling you to try to run from them. Regardless of your negative self-talk stage, it's important to acknowledge it. It's very natural and healthy to have negative thoughts, okay? That doesn't make you special. Try not to ignore them, okay? Because if you do, you're going to compound them and you're going to end up losing your fucking mind one day, okay? I don't want you ignoring them. Instead, take it as a signal from your mind that change is needed. It's just your brain kind of whispering like, hey, bitch, we're going off the rails a little. We're going off the rails. This isn't fun. So like, maybe you're feeling defeated. Allow yourself to take a moment to give into those feelings. I want you to acknowledge them, not become them. And that's where you realize that it's normal to feel disappointed in yourself. It's normal to feel disappointed in your abilities. Once you've admitted your feelings, you can refocus on what matters in your life. This is not a new human experience, okay? This is stuff we all suffer through, no matter where we are. I don't give a fuck how much you think someone has their shit together. No, bitch, this, we're all here, okay? We get disappointed in ourselves. We get disappointed in our abilities. We always think we're never enough. Admit the feelings and refocus on what matters. Identify the cause. Take a minute to think about what's behind your negative thoughts. Are your complaints and negative self-talk rooted in your inability to practice your strengths or maybe your talents and abilities? For example, if you are a fucking fantastic communicator, but keep letting your negative self-talk overshadow the fact, it's time you learn to harness your talents. There's a good chance that you're going to realize that your fears and negative feelings were all in your head, okay? Create a routine. Building a pattern is going to enable you to take less time, thoughts, and energy in negativity because you're just boom, boom, boom. You know what your schedule is. You stick to that. Working through your negative self-talk is the best way to get past your toxic feelings. And you're going to have an easier time working through them if you wake up to a planned day with not much to think about with regards to how you're going to start the day. After all, that's the negative self-talk and it will overwhelm you. But you will lay in bed thinking about what you have to do for an extra 2 hours and miss the window of actually doing shit. That's what we do to ourselves. If you rise at the same time, have the same breakfast and exercise at the same time daily, you don't have too much to overthink and you get yourself worked up. You just do the things. Boom, boom, boom. That's it. We have a routine. We have a morning routine. Because I'm a supplement junkie. I'm a move my body junkie. The things that I'm obsessed with are an important part of my schedule and they all take time, including just like even my skin routine, you know, like the things that I want to do. So I know I make time for this and I don't even think about it. I'm like a fucking robot. It's just, we do the things. And then the rest of the day, like if I can't keep a schedule, because bitch, if you're a stay at home mom, okay, your schedule is whatever the kids want it to be. That's the truth. Whatever those kids decide that it's going to be, that's what it will be. So make a conscious effort to let the thoughts pass, okay? Consciously work to silence your thoughts. I just have a list. I have a list that I try to stick to, and it's not necessarily guided, but that's because I move with the babies, right? So that's what kind of works for me. But if you can do a schedule for the entire day, fucking do it. Just do it. Consciously work to silence your thoughts. Your mind can power through negative thoughts by itself. But your mind doesn't want to. It just doesn't. You have to give it a helping hand. Okay. When you notice you're about to indulge in the negative self-talk, snap out of it. If you keep the journal and just even kind of write down those thoughts that are creeping in and kind of what you might be thinking or feeling, do that. Let yourself go through that experience. Your write the thought down that's not serving you, and then write down a better thought that you can latch on to. If you can practice seeing your thoughts and emotions, if you can see them passing you without acting on them, the more you practice this, the better you're going to get at controlling your negative thinking. 100%. Meditation is an incredible way to be able to learn to watch yourself watch the thoughts and feelings. Absolutely, microdosing is one of those experiences I have that I'm committed to doing it because it's part of the experience I have of being able to witness my emotions without becoming them. I can witness my thoughts without becoming them. That's it. Your mindset is literally the driving force behind all of your actions. It's imperative to learn how to shift your thoughts when your negative self-talk begins. And that's it. I want you to take responsibility for being a creator of your life. I want you to take responsibility for the direction of where things are going. I want you to take responsibility for where the fuck you are. And the truth is, you have the power to change your life by changing the way you think. Doesn't cost you a dime. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's about time that you tell yourself you are fucking worth it, because you are.